We all know this story in Luke 17 from 11 to 19. I will just read it and say something great about it. I will start from 14. So when he saw them, he said to them, "These are lepers. Go show yourself to the priest." Why did he say this? Because the lepers were crying to him, "Master, as we have cried today, I believe that your crying is heard."
Amen.
It's heard. It's not for fun. Oh, what are they doing? They are doing what God has called us to do. So we can be free. So you can enjoy life, this life in this world of wickedness. So you won't be alone. So you won't have depression. So you will not be afraid of any challenge. The name of Jesus. These lepers cried out, and Jesus told them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. As we have done, we have danced, we have shouted, we have cried, we have told him what we need. you have thanked him for those things that he has done, for those things that you are still expecting him to do. Thanking him for where he's taking us to. Next level. Higher level.
Amen.
That he's taking us to. Strengthening us. And this person fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole." This morning, your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
This morning, your faith has done whatever you are expecting.
Amen.
Is it a solution? Is it a financial solution? We have just heard the pastor telling us, that man, that he called the name of Jesus and he dropped the wallet. It happened to me too. At Walmart here. Mine was for a week. I was looking at my home. A week, and the Spirit of God told me, "Go to Walmart." I said, "I didn't buy anything. I didn't go to Walmart." I went to Walmart. I escorted someone not to buy anything. But my wallet was there for 1 week. And I called them. They said, "Your wallet is with us." I thought everything is gone. So I went there. And what happened? They gave me the wallet. I opened it. I said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." Nothing was missing. Even the cash. Not my ID card. Nothing was missing. Everything came back and he gave it to me. This is what God can do. And he's doing more. Greater things. Greater things. Is doing for those who know him. For those, do you know him? Do you know him? You can know him today. You can come to him today and taste it and see our God is good. Our God is good. This man did not only healed, but his sins were forgiven him. He was saved. "Oh, I'm a good person. I helped that. I championed that. I did that. Are you saved? You need Jesus. You need him. For you, he died." The Bible tells us that common verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son because of you, because of me, to die." Not only to come and show. He died. He gave up his ghost at Calvary on the cross. And he said, "It is finished. It is finished." Look at that. The one today, please don't go without knowing this man. He's a friend. is our brother, closer than any of our brothers. He's a lover too. You want a lover? Come to Jesus. He loves you. Wants to embrace you. You want some embrace? Come. Yeah, we. He protects us. He provides for us.
Yes.
Come and taste today. I don't have much time. Hallelujah. We thank God that these people met Jesus and they cry out to him. To receive blessings from God, we have to obey him. Obedience is very vital. To receive anything. After we've been saved, after we are following him, then wherever he said go, just go. Wherever he said stop, even when everybody is going. Why are you stopping? Well, my father said I should stop. Who is your father? That's another opening of testimony.
Yes,
Lord. He is always with us. He said, my presence will go with you. And I will do you good. This is his word. Hallelujah. This morning, I came to say thank you, Messiah. It is hard. It's not easy to say bye bye. Jesus will help me.
Amen.
For your teachings, for your patience with me, for loving me, for honoring me, I am so humble. For your kindness, generosity. Thank you for all my drivers. Who drive me, especially who drive me all around to the market? Whenever I listen, whenever there is time to come to church and take me home, I won't mention name because if I mention him, I might omit some. Thank you for opening your house and bringing it to me. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for celebrating my birthday every year. Life Center. I thank the poor leaders. I thank the membership. A good example. Teaching me the way of faith to attain the heights that God wants me to be. Without NPC, NCPC, still be drinking milk or having a fast. It taught me to have strength. Not only to have strength to carry body, but to show me the way to do it by being a good example. Thank you for being my teacher. A teacher of strength. And to teach me endurance. I thank God through the Holy Spirit that humble me, humble. I always said to myself, he brought me to this wilderness, to America. It's my wilderness to pass through. And while passing through, he is teaching me. He teach me humility. He taught me great faith. He gave me boldness. He encouraged me. He supported me. His presence is always there. He opened my eyes to see and to hear. And I thank him. I thank Isaiah. Thank you. Even though I don't understand you much, but God used us, God used me to strengthen me. And I say thank you. Pastor Emmanuel, thank you. And so, you know, we know each other from Nigeria, but here, we are very close, very close, and you are the good leader. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Van, Yolanda, Wola. Thank you. All of you, still, even though you are just new here, thank you for being my son. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, my my friend is there. Now, Miriam, Visola, Visola, all of you, Pastor Kathy, I said I will not mention again. Thank you. Thank you. Cynthia and her husband. My living woman partner. Sometimes I'm like, as pastor, and pastor said, sometimes you don't want to come or go. The Holy Spirit, you see, and come, said it while we are praying this morning. The Holy Spirit push us. He does. He does. And I will just dress up. And when I'm here, I'm blessed. Worshiping. It is then I hear God speak. It is then I see things. And I say, God, bless. Thank you. And then all as the 10 lepers came. It was prayer center. And when I tasted it, and I said, thank you very much. And my prayer is that the Spirit of God, as He is moving us forward, as He is increasing us, the Spirit of God will always rest on one side. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of wisdom, and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear. And I believe the temple will soon be finished. I'm believing it, I'm praying. And I know we are reverently, I am. Hear good news. There is of increase. Because He promised us. Let's open our Bible. Can you put it on the Psalm 71, 20, 21. Psalm 71. Can we see that is on the screen? Is it that? Okay. That is the promise. Let's read it together. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. God will increase my silence. Greatness. We are great. And the Lord is expanding it, is stretching it. Are you ready for it? We must be ready. together, to be stretched. Amen. That you are not stretched. Amen. That is the difference. Amen. We are not stretched. Because once we go to our bed, we sleep like a little. And we get up refreshed. That is it.
Amen.
That is it. And then shall be shout of joy from you to me according to the word of God. And there will be shout of joy from me to you too. Because he's going with me. I'm not alone. I know his presence is there. As his presence is here. And his presence will be with all of you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'll be hearing good things, good news from you. Coca, I will hear good news from you. And you will hear from me. Please don't let us forget to give thanks to God. Because it is very important. And while we are given time, thanks, please be obedient. Be obedient. Many times you are proud. Who are you? Who am I? Am this? I am. No. No. The Lord wants us to be humble, so he can raise us up. Please be obedient, so he can bless you. And I say, thank you very much, sir. God bless you richly.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, you have called. It's you who reminded me. And you said, I should come. I commit this fold to you. You are a good shepherd. Keep these ones. Protect them from any hiring in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Anyone that is closed like a wolf that is closed like a sheep of Adam will not enter here. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Father, and come as Jerusalem surround, and new walls surrounded Jerusalem. Surround them in your love. Surround them in your mercy. Be compassionate, O Lord. None shall be missing. Oh Jesus. You are the one that can keep us. Keep these ones. Till we see again. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.